We'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There is a presence of a quorum. The meeting has been duly called and the notice of the meeting has been posted for time and in the manner required by law. And we'll do the roll call.
Rich Pelletier.
Present.
Chris Bobber.
Present.
Paul Platter.
Present.
Catherine Wiggin. Linda Masmala.
Here.
Karen Balinski. Kathy Atkins.
Here.
Kambeo Molitor. Kimmy. Erin Mills.
Here.
Darlene Cuddy. Gloria Landry.
Here.
Cynthia Stokes.
I'm here too.
Okay. We will recess the meeting for the public hearing. So we'll begin that now. And this is the fiscal year 2019-2020 proposed budget. Salaries and benefits proposed for 2020, is $1,027,100. Audit, legal, other services, postage, telephone, advertising, printing, and mileage is $24,200. Leases and other purchase services is $82,500. Excuse me. Audit, legal, and other services is $24,200. Postage, telephone, advertising, printing, and mileage is $32,500. Leases and other purchase services is $82,500. Supplies and books, $10,200. Equipment, $3,500. Dues and fees, academic recognition, and school board contingency is $12,200. So the total is $1,192,200. The fiscal year for 2019 was $1,106,837. The increase is $85,363, which is a 7.7% increase. And on the right-hand side, you see what the alternative budget would be. Moving on, the fiscal year 2020 budget changes, salaries, $54,532. This includes a 2% pay increase of $4,794. CIA director from half-time to full-time, $41,800. Other contracted positions, $7,938. Benefits, $36,331. Contracted services is a negative $7,000. That removed the cost of the strategic plan and an increase in the cost of accounting software. And telephone services is $1,500. Budget summary is proposed fiscal year 2020 budget is $1,192,200. Fiscal year 2019 budget was $1,106,837. The proposed increase, $85,363, and the percent increase is 7.7%. District SAU assessments proposed. Hillsborough-Deering, $937,742. Washington, $158,809. Windsor, $15,649. Total assessments, $1,112,200. The notes are the assessment for the alternative budget is $17,419 lower than the proposed budget. And also note that $60,000 from the SAU surplus funds and $20,000 of indirect cost reimbursement from grants are applied to reduce total assessment in the proposed budget. Unassigned fund balance, projected unassigned fund balance as of 6/30/2019 is 87,178. The allocation to reduce the fiscal year 2020 assessment to the districts is 60,000. So the projected unassigned fund balance as of 6/30/2020 is 27,178. Allocations to the school district, Hillsborough Deering, 84.56%, 22,982. Washington, 14.08, 3,827. Windsor, 1.36%, 370, and that makes a total of 27,178. Questions and comments? John?
First off, do you have other contracted positions for the record identify what those are?
Use the microphone.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Okay. On page 2, where you have other contracted positions, can you please identify what those are for the record?
Lori, can you identify those?
That would be the superintendent, assistant superintendent, the assistant to the administrative assistant to the superintendent, and business administrator.
Give the amounts for each of those. The record. In the minutes we have, I can identify how much extra money we're giving them this year.
The administrative assistant to the superintendent is included elsewhere, and that's $1,226. All your information is on here.
Bookkeepers are not.
They're not contracted. Same amount, unless you can identify a reason why there's a grant that you're not getting that money from this year that you, or next year that you got this year. And if you could specify what those grants are, that would bring it down so much. And I would suggest that you should apply at this point in time the surplus that you're going to have. As you know, you're going to have for the end of the year. So that would bring, 24,000 increase to the same projected amount. And also 29. So that's 54. So I would suggest you could increase the budget by another 50,000 that you're going to have available that you pay for it without having to take it out of mine and the rest of the citizens' pockets. I would also suggest that you return the other $27,000 that you pocketed from the surplus. Because it's not our money. It's not your money to just keep in your own little flush fund. And you really have no right to keep it. And that said, the budget should be going down, not up. You've increased the CIA director to full time. We didn't notice, I don't think anybody could point, in the public could point to any difference when we had full time before, then we went to a half time, and now we've gone back to a full time, and yet to see anything that's made, you know, how that's made a dang bit of difference. So if you really want that person to be full time, then you ought to cut the superintendent to half time. And that would save even a little more. So, with all due respect to the quality of the services that the person you hired can provide, it just does not seem that many administrative positions are needed. You need to find a place to cut them. And rather than attack our assistant superintendent, which I don't think we necessarily need in this district of this size, or the CIA director, I would suggest take it right off the top.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay.
Yeah, I just got a couple for you.
Sure.
I'm really just relatively new up here. I just had a couple of questions that maybe it's not the form, but to ask them what is the actual budget here? The amount of money.
The actual budget for the fiscal.
Like, what was last year's budget actually?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Page 2.
Yes. It was the 1,106,837.
It's page 1
school.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, is it? Okay.
We'll be having a meeting for the school in
Monday.
January and early February.
Oh, January, February?
Yeah. Yeah, this is for the SAU. Not the school itself.
All right, thank you. Yeah, it just seems to me like a lot of money. You know, an awful, awful lot of money. I've lived all over the world and all over the United States, and an incredible amount of money. It's just unbelievable, actually.
The Hillsborough Deering budget is also on the website.
Yeah.
So if you want to take a look at that,
yeah,
you could go
I've
to...
I've looked at some of that, yeah.
Okay.
It's really, really high, I think. And it seems like it goes up every year. I moved here 5 years ago, and it's just taxes are constantly going up. And I think about 54% goes to school.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what? 55, excuse me. About 34% goes to the town. It just seems really. I lived in New Jersey, which is a very, very high tax state. It's nothing like that.
Come to the meeting that we're
having
in January. I believe it's the 8th. I believe it's the 8th.
No, it's higher. That bird is higher.
With all due respect, I don't want to put it off.
This
listen to his comment that this budget is not high.
Yeah, I think this budget is fairly high. I'm just asking
for a lot of administrative.
Yes, a lot of administrative stuff. That's the way I understand this is the SAU, the administrative
mm-hmm.
side of it, right? That's a lot of money, right? I'm with this gentleman here. Geez, there seems it's pretty well padded, pretty heavy.
Okay, thank you.
Can I get an answer to the questions I raised about the grant income?
Laurie, can
Sure.
Do you have that information?
So the grant information, the grant money is that come back to us. The state sets a new rate every year. We don't know what that rate is for next year. It's based on the grants that are issued. Grant numbers are, we keep being told that grant numbers are going down, funding is going down. We lost our SIG grant, that's gone. So our grant amounts are reducing. So I can't, it's not fiscally responsible for me to budget on a high amount of revenue coming in. It's also, if you look, the projected budget for 2019 is actually a loss because we made the changes this year and it wasn't included in the budget. So there is not going to be a surplus at the end of 2019. I don't anticipate a surplus.
You're not getting 44,000?
We are getting 44,000. Well, that's what I'm projecting for 44,000. However, if you look at this, we're applying that full amount of revenue against the expenses in addition to 50,000 from the fund balance, and we're projecting a loss of almost $18,000. So that projected loss is factored into our unassigned fund balance already.
And so I think
it would be remiss to.
So what did you overspend by 18,000?
We added a position with benefits.
Without having the voters approval?
We increased the position from half time to full time. And that was approved.
Last year's budget.
So identifying specific grants and dollar amounts tied to a specific grant, I can't do that. I don't know what our grant amounts are. I don't know what my indirect cost is. It's not, it's not feasible. And you can only claim indirect costs based on what is spent. So if we have a grant, of which we have two or three, I think, that span 2 years, I can't claim the full amount of the indirect costs in year one. I can only claim based on what is spent. So depending upon how we spend the grant, that indirect cost is going to be split over 2 years. So I have to try to manage that. And my crystal ball's fuzzy.
It would seem if you, with all these administrators applying for these grants, you ought to know what you're doing with them here, or at least a pretty good idea. Maybe you can't get exactly there, but you ought to be able to get pretty darn close with all these administrators here. And all that learning that we have, and all, and if we can't, then what the heck are we paying those guys for?
I think really what's being said, John, is that we, the administration, and we do the best that we can with the information that we have. Right. It's a little like if you think about interest rates, and you want to invest money. If I had a crystal ball, I could tell you how to invest your money, but I don't. So I can only say, well, these are your options.
But if you were running a business and you go to a fund that is saying you need $50,000 to do XXX, and you're going to, they're going to, the bank or a private investor, they're not going to just give you the money unless you know darn well what you're going to do with it. And my point is that you ought to have at least a much closer idea of how much you're going to do with it, especially since you've got all the surplus money anyway that you keep holding on to. Cover any of that if you're not, if you guess wrong. So I'll stand by my point that you should be cutting at least another $50,000 off of this budget.
Okay, thank you. Sir, I'm sorry, but I did not get your name.
Tim Schaefer.
I'm sorry, what?
Tim Schaefer.
Ken Schaefer?
No, Tim, T-I-M.
Oh, T-I-M. Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Sure.
Any other comments? Okay. We will close the public hearing, and I will call the meeting back to order, and then we'll move on to the discussion items with the budget.
I have a question.
Sure, Paul.
How does the new changes in the law as far as default budget affect this budget?
Go ahead, Laura.
They don't. Well, I believe at our last meeting we had the RSA reference that applies to SVU in calculating the alternative budget. The default budget is only for SVU districts. It does not apply at all to an SVU.
Any other discussion on the budget?
Okay, so we elect you for. You'd have something to say.
Okay, I guess it's public comment time. Keep in mind, limited to 5 minutes. Yes, John.
Just an item in your minutes from the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
My first public comment on the first page, although I do think it's a bunch of rot, I believe the word I meant I was using was not.
Oh, okay. All right, I think we can change that one.
Yeah. If you want to notice it, I'll notice it.
Reiterate, it would have been nice to at least see you guys making some sort of efforts to talk about this and find some ways to save us some money, and and your silence is deafening. It really is. It shows total lack of concern for the public, and just disgusted by it. And to reiterate, Paul, to bring up the one point Paul did bring up there, being that Hillsborough Gearing is an SB2 town, that law does, in my opinion, apply to this SAU budget and at least Hillsborough Gearing's share.
Go ahead.
Our legal opinion says otherwise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. And we're entitled under the new, the change in the Constitution. Now we all have standing to bring you guys to court to challenge that issue.
Okay, thank you, John. And now we shall move on to action items. Go ahead, Rich.
I want to say something. I want to respond to what John said. We've talked about this budget. You were there in Washington when we talked about it. We went through this budget, we talked about it, and we kind of agreed as to what the parameters would be for salaries and stuff. And that's what we see here in front of us. I mean, there's really not a lot of places to cut in this budget unless we start cutting staff.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only place that we can cut, okay?
I believe I suggested that.
And to say we can cut the superintendent to half time, I mean, we've never had...
Here we go.
Yeah, we had it when we didn't have a full-time superintendent because we had an interim superintendent. We limped along with a part-time superintendent, and our assistant superintendent picked up all the slack, okay, until we got a full-time one. That was not the ideal situation. Okay?
I haven't seen a change.
Okay, that was not in the best interest of the district. I mean, I have noticed a big difference. I mean, the presentation that we got last week, I was very impressed with. That was very good. I mean, I see things moving in the right direction. And I know it's a lot of money, but I mean, this is the administrative staff. They do all our payrolls. They take care of the entire administration of this company. And this school district is a company. We have 200 and some odd employees, and you need people to run it. You can't just say, well, we're not going to have people doing the payroll. We're not going to have people doing accounts payable. We're not going to have, I mean, we need these people to run this business. And it doesn't make sense to not have them.
Those weren't the positions I suggested cutting.
You suggested the superintendent.
I did.
And I maintain that we need a full-time superintendent.
I have.
So we can agree to disagree on that one.
Yes, and I think the other thing, too, to reiterate along with what you have said, Rich, is the fact that the board as a whole votes on this. We all have our say. We vote, and we represent each of our communities. And I feel that, personally, I feel that we look at that and we try to be as prudent as we possibly can. Keep in mind that we not only have the SAU to consider, but we also have our own school districts with students and so on and so forth, and I agree. We need the staff in order to run our business.
Yeah, I mean, it's more, you know, we're making an overall investment, you know, so
yes.
Sometimes in order to keep things going in the right direction, and the SAU, granted, there are a lot of things that are done that aren't necessarily seen. You know,
exactly.
Because there are things that are behind the scenes, it's the hard work, the administrative work, you know, not to toot out everybody's horn, but they do work hard in terms
mm-hmm.
of making sure, you know, things get done, the districts run smoothly in all the communities, in all the schools. You know, so I mean, it's we're trying to be fiscally conservative as we can, but sometimes in order to kind of keep things moving in the right direction, it is an investment, so we kind of have to look at it that way, especially where we don't have a guarantee of revenues coming in. I mean, it's the same issue with the districts, too. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, a smaller budget, we still have the same issue that, you know, we have more costs than revenues, unfortunately, so there's not a lot of room for back and forth. So, but it is, you know, an investment in our kids, really, in our students, which does affect the community and all of our lives as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, excuse me. I understand all that, and I think it's getting to the point, though. Like I said, I haven't lived here that long. I only lived here 5 years, but I talked to quite a few people in the town, and it's getting to the point, a breaking point for people with taxes. I know this ain't the place to talk about it, but it's somewhat of a start of that. There's a lot of people that want to move out of here, you know, and they will when they can, but, you know, when the real estate market's a little bit better, they'll move out. But until then, I mean, they're stuck, and it just seems like it's every year it's more and more money to what end? I mean, I don't think the taxes will never go down. It will only ever go up. And that's what it has for me. I think that's the point that some of the people I talk to, or quite a few people, say they don't understand it. And I know it doesn't really matter too much here. I mean, I know this is a business, and you're looking after your jobs, and I understand that. And I've been in businesses where you have to. I understand all that. But I mean, geez, people are getting bled hard here. I mean, I think. I mean, this town is not a very prosperous town. I'm not trying to run anything down or say anything. I'm just saying, you know, this is a working. I don't know what the median income is here, but it's you pay a lot of taxes. I don't know. It's just, you know, you have to commute. Most people commute to work, away from here. That's all I'll say. It just seems like I said, it's just an awful lot of money, and it gets to the point where people are going to, you know, they're going to have to leave. And I know I heard a comment one time when I was down at the gym a year or so ago, and one of the person said, well, the people just have to pay more taxes. I'm like, yeah, I guess you just have to keep paying, I guess. That's all I'll say. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to comment on that. The SAU, our budget is, for the most part, salaries. It's the administrative team, okay?
Right.
Except for the principals, okay? And that is just a small fraction of our overall budget. This is a little over $1 million.
Right.
Hillsborough Dairying is, I believe, $22, $23, $24 million.
24,
okay, it's in that area. Okay, and there's a lot of dynamics that go into that budget. We can't talk about it tonight, but come to our meeting in January and feel free to ask those questions and we'll be glad to. But as far as this goes, it's all about salaries and the administrative staff. You'd be hard pressed to find an SAU that didn't have a superintendent. Our assistant superintendent is not only the assistant superintendent, but she's also our special ed director. She manages all the special ed, so she's got two duties, okay? At one point, she was just a special ed person. We promoted, we gave her a second hat because she worked hard, she did a good job, and it made sense to have somebody in a position when the superintendent's out, they can take over. In the past, we didn't know who that person was going to be. Now we have a clear line of succession. We know who that person is. It makes sense. When Bob is on vacation, Bob is sick, Patty's in charge, no questions. She knows what's going on because she's the assistant superintendent. It just makes sense. We have a business director, okay? She does all the most of the bookkeeping for the SAU and Hillsborough and Washington. I mean, that's a lot of work for one person. I mean, we need somebody to coordinate the education between the three schools. That's what we have a person for. I mean, all these people that we have, for the most part, we need. I mean, it's very easy for somebody to say, well, let's cut one. Well, if you cut one, then that job is going to have to be done by somebody else. And these people are trained, they know what they're doing, it just doesn't make sense for us to do that here. Plain and simple. This is a hard one. I mean, and just as a history lesson, the SAU is funded by Hillsborough Dairying, Washington, and Windsor, and there's a formula that does that. And Hillsborough pays the lion's share, I believe we're somewhere around 80, well, the percentage is in here,
yeah.
80-something percent.
80.
And Washington pays about 14%, and Windsor 1-point-something percent. And it's all based on the enrollment and the agreement, the agreement that we have in the time. Okay? And where was I going with this? Way back when, back in the 90s, the SAU had three people. That was it. Okay? Again, remember, Hillsborough Dairying pays the lion's share of it. Okay, and there was a move afoot, because I was on the board back then. I haven't been on board since the 90s, but I was on it back then, right? And there was a move afoot to move more administrative duties into the SAU because Washington and Windsor would help pay for it. Because the Hillsborough Dairying budget is paid for primarily by Hillsborough Dairying residents, where the SAU budget is paid for by all three communities. So there was this tug of war on the board, I can remember it well, and guess who won? Now we have, I believe, 10 or 11 people as part of the SAU, because as we grew, they gradually started adding positions to the SAU rather than Hillsborough Dairying, even though Bob will say probably 95% of your time is in Hillsborough Dairying,
mm-hmm.
if not more. I mean, Washington and Windsor, you never. I mean, there's no school, so you know. So it's anyway. That's a brief history lesson of how we got to this position.
Since you brought up Bob going on vacation, can you please stop buying his vacation time? He needs the vacation, and we need to stop paying him to reimburse to turn that in. We'll do better off if he goes on vacation, probably.
John, I want to thank you because every year you bring up that, and I know you're really sincerely worried about me not having adequate vacation.
I
know that that is very sincere.
I
get flattered every year.
He knows you have that boat that you're not using.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the action items. We have the minutes of the October 25th meeting. we need to make a change under public comment. Item two.
Yeah. Oh, do you want a motion to accept the minutes first?
No, we'll amend them first, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll change it to not increase. Okay. Anything else? Any other changes?
We left off Jen Crawford's name again.
Okay. Anything else? Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Entertain a motion?
A motion to accept them as amended. Accept the minutes as amended.
Second. Cindy will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any abstentions?
Abstention. I wasn't there. Abstain.
Okay.
Oh. Sorry, abstain.
Yeah. Okay, the next item is to approve the fiscal year 2019-2020 SAU number 34 budget.
A motion to approve the 2019-2020 proposed budget. I don't know if you want a number as well.
Normally do a number? Yeah. Yeah.
$200.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a second?
The budget is actually larger. That's the net assessment.
Yeah.
The budget is 1,192,200, and the net assessment for the towns is the 1,112,200. So I would include both in the motion.
Include both in the motion? Okay.
So page 5 has the two correct numbers.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you for the correction. Can you get those numbers on your own?
Yeah, why don't you repeat them again?
So it's the, I was just looking at we've got the proposed budget of the $1,192,200,
mm-hmm.
and then the total assessment for all towns of $1,112,200.
Correct.
We don't normally do both of them.
Right.
We just do the budget.
Yeah, don't, so that's what I thought.
The net assessments could change. Depending on how much grant money comes in, right?
No, we vote the assessment, and that's what's billed out to the...
But we normally don't approve the assessment.
Yeah, I didn't think we did either.
Yeah,
Wasn't it just the budget? That's what I thought, too.
We do the alternative as well.
And we do the alternative. We do one at a time?
You can do them both together if you want.
Do them both together?
It's up to you.
All right, go ahead, Chris. Do your thing.
Do we want to leave the assessments in there for now, then? Also approve the alternative of, I'm just going to do the proposed budget.
The assessment schedule that was presented needs to be approved.
Okay.
So we can do the assessment schedule as printed.
However you want to do it.
Okay.
The assessment schedule was supposed to be handed out and included with.
Does it have this page?
No, page 5.
Yeah.
It's this page.
Yeah, it was just
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do that as a separate motion. Why don't we do the proposed and then the alternative, correct, Rich?
Well, you can do them both together if you want.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so I'm saying we'll do those two together and then
proposed
do
and the alternative budget. And then we'll do a separate motion
For the assessments.
And then
that would make it nice and clear.
For the motion for the minutes, the alternative budget is $1,174,000 and 1,174,781.
Right, that's it. Yeah. So did, after all of what we've gone through, do you have it? Okay.
Sorry, we got it together.
I'll second it.
Okay. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstentions?
I'll abstain.
Okay. And then we'll do a motion for the assessments, correct? Yeah.
So what number do you want for the assessment? Do you want each town?
Yeah,
no, I think it's just each one in total.
Are we going to attach the sheet for the motion?
I'm sorry, what?
It's always been approved.
The assessments?
I don't think it's ever.
No. But this will be how I'm billing out the town.
Yeah, we got that.
So there will be no adjustment to the schedule.
Okay, we got it.
Okay.
All right.
We just have to approve the budget. You bill the assessments from the budget.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're set. We're all set.
We're all set.
We're done.
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. Then our last item of business is the adjournment.
So we approved the budget?
Yes.
And the alternate?
Yes.
In one motion?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, we did.
We don't want to give you gray hair, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy.
But you got plenty of vacation time.
Yeah.
You know, Bob, maybe if you took my vacation, then you might have some
extra. I know, that's right.
Okay, a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No abstentions? Nobody wants to stay? Okay. Well, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
The body and the voters are the legislative body. And what that means is a teacher's contract that goes before the voters. But all the other contracts that we pay a business manager to oversee to get us the best deal on propane, to get us the best deal we can on electricity or transportation, has been kind of made moot if you can't live up to that contract. It's deceptive if you've already signed a contract to get the best deal that you can get. It discourages, unfortunately, the flip side of it, and it was based on a legal case out of Rayer, New Hampshire, that was an individual situation, but it impacted all of the default budget's reporting. So, quite frankly, I'm not sure which way it's going to go. I've heard an awful lot of discussion.